Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I am sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And children all over the world are thinking the same thoughts that you and I are thinking. They're thinking the same thoughts and wonderment that you and I are wondering about. And we're thinking about how come little children are so wise? How come little children are so sensitive and so caring? Well, as I am in the bedside table of children all over the world, I listen to them as they're talking about it. And I've come to a conclusion that age finds us true children. Age finds us to be true children. For as people get older, if they get from 1 year to 2 years, and as they move on in their age realm, they seem to get wiser and wiser and wiser. But they do not get wiser. They get to the thought where they begin to apply that knowledge, that wisdom, that genius that's within them. Children do not seem to grow up and in the outer and listening to the outer, because I was talking to some of the children the other day, and they were telling me that they thought that there was so much excitement in this universe, so much excitement in the world, and they want to be part of it. And I said to them, what do you mean that you want to be a part of it? And well, Marianne, of course, was the first one to talk. She always is that way. And she said, well, what I want to do is to listen. I want to listen. I want to listen to that source of goodness within me. And as I listen to that source of goodness within me, then I think that everything that I think is possible. Jerome was listening to his sister, and he said, now, come on, sweetheart. You don't talk like that. And Jerome was 4 years old. And Marianne says, Jerome, why are you calling me sweetheart? Well, because you are my sweetheart. Because you are the expression of who I am. Well, Jerome, you're only 4 years old, and that's a pretty big expression. Well, I got that from listening to Mommy and Daddy talking to each other and expressing. Now, age finds us true children, Mommy said the other day. And she said that age finds us true children because we learn to delight more and more in all that the world is around us and all that we are. We learn to delight more and more in all the fantastic things that are so exciting and so enjoyable and so wonderful. World, it's just marvelous. And, you know, I enjoyed listening to Mommy as she was telling Daddy that. I was on the couch and I was curled up next to Mommy, and she thought I was asleep, but I was listening. I was listening to everything she and Daddy were saying, because I like to know what they're saying. And, you know, what they're saying is true. Because when I was very little, I didn't realize how wonderful and how wise and how fun it was to be children. But then I look back at other things as I go along, even from being a little child. And Marianne, you're 10, and you must look back at things. Things are wonderful. Well, I do. I do, Marianne said. I do. Everything is wonderful. I find that all the people in the world are just so exciting. Well, why is it that we sometimes forget that? Why is it that we sometimes forget that everything is exciting, Marianne? Why do we sometimes forget? Well, Marianne said to her little brother, Jerome, Jerome, whenever I forget that I'm having fun in everything I do, and it's okay to have fun. My daddy told me, it's okay to have fun. Daddy told you that? I didn't hear him say that. Yes, he did. He told me that many times. He says, Have fun. Be yourself and have fun. That's what life's all about. And you know, I sometimes wonder why it is that age finds us true children. Our daddy and our mommy, they know these things, and they're older. Oh, my goodness. And they know these things. And why is it then that when we are little children, we don't always know these things? Well, Jerome, when we're little children, we don't know these things because we are living them. We are being ourselves and having fun without any other thought, without any reason for being ourselves and having fun. We don't even know what being ourselves and having fun is. And we just love doing it. What do you mean, Marianne? What do you mean, Mary Jane? What do you mean, Marianne? What do you mean? What do you mean when... What does that say? That we don't know. Well, Jerome, do you know why you like to play with your toys? Well, because it's fun. And I'll ask you again, Jerome. This is what Mommy and Daddy were asking each other. Do you know why you like to play with your toys? Well, I'm being myself and having fun. I'm being myself and having fun. I'm doing what I like to do. I'm doing what makes me feel good. That's right, Jerome. It makes you feel good. And that's what Mommy said to Daddy. She says, you know, we do things because it makes us feel good. We do things because it is our true child within us coming out that doesn't have to have a reason for anything, that doesn't have to have a purpose for anything. It's just being ourselves and having fun. And when I listen to Mommy and Daddy talking, they're awfully wise. They're good. They're intelligent. They're the real child, I think. I'd like to be Mommy and Daddy as a child because, wow, they know how to enjoy every moment and be themselves and have fun. And they know how to be the true children that I think are children. You see, Jerome, I have no inhibitions. What's the word inhibitions mean? Well, I have nothing that says to me that I can't do it. I have nothing that says to me that I'm a bad girl or that I'm doing something wrong or doing something right or that I'm doing something to make other people happy or I'm doing something to make myself happy. I have no feelings on that stuff. Well, so what? Jerome said. I don't have any feelings on that either. And in fact, I never even thought about that. That's right, Jerome. But a true child is that way. A true child has none of those limitations, none of those things that say it can't be done. Marianne, how did you get to be so wise? Well, I am an uninhibited little girl. I am a girl that knows what I want to do, and I listen to my mommy and daddy, and I listen, and as I listen to them, I learn why I think these things. I don't need to know why. It's just sort of fun to know. It's just sort of fun to think about it and sort of fun to dream about it. Well, Marianne, you are so brilliant. You're so super. You're just a wonderful lady. I am not a lady. I am a little girl. I am 10 years old. All right, Marianne, you're 10 years old and I'm 4 years old. And we are so brilliant. We're talking like intelligent people. Does a four-year-old ever talk like that? Oh, yes, indeed, because I listen to my mommy and daddy, and I listen to what they say, and I use the words that they use, and I use the thinking that they think, and I use the attitude that they have, and I like me, and I like me, and I like me, Marianne. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, Jerome, I know that. And I say the same thing, Jerome, and that's why I sort of get exasperated when someone else says it, and I say, they got the message too. They got the message too. It's true. Age finds us true children. And so I think that our mommy and daddy are true children. Jerome said, I do too. I like to pretend I'm sleeping while they're talking because then they say all sorts of wonderful things and I remember those things because that's who I am and that's who they are. I am the uninhibited child that they would like to be. Jerome, you're using that word already? Yeah, I am the uninhibited child that they would like to be. And they are the uninhibited child that they already are. You know, I like that. I like that very much. Oh, boys and girls, look at that, Marianne. Look at that, Jerome. See, just outside the door there, there's Mr. Sandman. And he's going to come in and sprinkle pixie dust all over you and put you to sleep into wonderful dreams of being yourself and having fun. And, you know, boys and girls, it's just a wonderful thing to come and visit with you and to hear you talk about what you think. And you think some pretty big thinking and pretty big talking, and I'm so proud of you. Boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking. I'll be back another time, and until I do, have a lovely dream, have a lovely day, and be lovely children, and know I love you just the way you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.